Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
More than a conqueror, the Bible says in Romans 8, that I am more than a conqueror through Him who strengthens me. I am more than an overcomer, and you are too.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Guard Your Heart.
Speak the Word.
In Romans 10:17, it tells us that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. That's the reason why Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. You know, the power and the anointing is in God's word. It's in hearing the word. And the word of God is anointed. And God's word is the same whether you and I feel the anointing or not. This is where I think most people make such big mistakes, is they feel like they've got to feel something in order for it to actually work. And that's the biggest lie that, you know, Satan's ever told. Because you don't have to feel anything. As a matter of fact, most time you don't feel anything. But sometimes you will, but it's not necessary that you feel anything. It's just that you have to have the faith for it. And I know that sometimes an anointing will come on you sometimes, or you get this little nudge in your spirit, you know. Maybe the doctor will tell you something, and all of a sudden, you know, the spirit will rise up on the inside of you, and you say, no, I don't receive that. But sometimes there's nothing wrong with going with the doctor. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, God can work through that too. But you don't want to accept everything they tell you. You don't have to make it a life thing. You might could use something temporarily while you're confessing and praying over that situation until it's gone. But you don't want to see yourself having to live with this, whatever that is, for the rest of your life. You don't want to see that. I think that sometimes, you know, like I say, we can be so vulnerable. And the enemy, you know, he's been doing this. You know, we feel with the Holy Spirit, and we got the Spirit living inside of us. But, you know, he's been practicing for over 2,000 years. And we have to admit that even though we have power and authority over him, now, if we can grasp what he's doing, now we can take authority over that, because we do have power and authority over him. He has no power and authority over us except through our minds and our thoughts. So if he can get you to take those thoughts and you take another one and take another, you know, it's like when you start getting a headache or a stomach ache or something like that, you can start claiming that and start speaking about that, you know. And I realize that I don't want to claim anything as mine, you know, if I had that disease, which I don't even want to call it. But if I had that, I wouldn't want to say, you know, my so-and-so. Don't ever want to say my so-and-so. You call it thee, you know, when I pray, like with the cough, you know, there are several ways I pray for it. But lately, I just been saying, I believe I receive healing for the cough, the cough, not my cough. But I receive healing for the cough. I receive healing for the esophagus. I receive healing for the digestive tract, intestines. I receive healing from my eyes, for the retina, the cornea, the tear ducts, everything. I receive healing for it. And I don't call them mine. I just call them part of my body, you know. And the Bible says that if you can believe it in your heart, if you can believe it, you know, you can have whatsoever you say. I really want people to get to where they believe what God tells them. You know, believe God. You know, I like I said, I'm writing a book. I believe God, and I believe it shall be just as he says it's going to be. If the Lord tells me something, I believe it's going to be just the way he tells me it's going to be. This is every word in the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it has power in it. And it works. Every word in here, it works. But you got to work it. it's not going to do it by itself, but he gave us the word, but we've got to work this word. And we got to believe him when he tells us something. Like I said, you don't have to have feelings to experience a healing in your body. It is a big mistake to base your healing on a feeling. It's faith in God's word. It's not faith in your feelings. And this is true no matter what you're praying for. I hope you're hearing me. See, God himself said you can't trust your feelings in Jeremiah 17. I've preached on this so many times because, you know, he said you can't trust your heart. He said it's the most deceitful thing above all things. He says, and it will lie to you. You can't trust your heart. As a matter of fact, all through the Bible, God talks about how much evil is in a man's heart. But we all have a certain amount. We don't know, any of us in here, in certain situations, what we might do. But we hope we would do the right thing. But the more you spend time with the Lord of renewing your mind, and the more you focus on his word, the less evil you're going to have in your heart. You're going to get a new heart. He's given us a new heart. But we've got, and it's soul, you know, we're spirit, soul, and body, you know, mind, body. Remember, faith gives action to the power. In other words, there is a role that you play as a receiver. You have to do as Elijah and Paul. It was an act of faith on their part. It's always an act of faith. You know, I believe that, you know, the Lord tells us that he sends forth his word, and he said, it'll go where I send it. It will prosper the thing for which do I send it, and it will not return unto me void. And so what he's saying here, he is saying, I'm sending forth the word. When you speak the word, it's going forth. And he says, it's not coming back to you void. He's saying, pick up my word. Pick up my word and give it back to me. He tells you in Isaiah 43:26, he said, put me in remembrance of my word so I can plead your case with you. God wants to help you when you're praying and you've got something going on in your life, whether it's a health in your body or your finances or whatever it is. God wants to partner with you, and he wants to plead your case with you. He don't want you, you're never alone. He don't want you to be alone in that. But you have to invite him in. You have to invite him in and give him permission to work in your life and to do what needs to be done. You have to invite the Holy Spirit in. He's not going to come in and do things without you asking him. You're going to have to ask him. And don't think for a moment that you don't have enough faith, because the word says in Romans 12:3 that you do. It's everyone is given a measure of faith. So everybody has faith, you know, whether you realize it or not. Maybe some's got more than others, but I think it's because we're not practicing it, you know, like we should. Mainly, I think if I wanted to leave you with anything, I would want to encourage you to take God at his word. The Bible says, I think it's in Numbers 23:19, that he's not a man that he should lie, and he's not the son of man that he should change his mind. He said, have I not spoken it, and has it not come to pass? And I really believe that if we start believing God's word and believe what he says and acting on it, we're going to see a lot more things happening in our lives, you know, in our bodies and stuff. And also, we need to continue to make sure that our church doesn't get in neutral. So everybody in the church and the members of the church, they need to work together to keep it together, to keep supporting the pastor and his wife and the others, and, you know, just support each other in it to make sure. And there's things that we can do and start doing to reach out to others. You know, when you give in to speak the word ministry, that's what you're doing. You're helping us reach millions of people all around the world that otherwise would never hear the word of God. Unless they hear the word, they can't get saved. You have to hear the word of God in order to receive Christ. You have to hear the word. And that's why he said, you know, the preachers, we go forth, we preach the word. It's our responsibility to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, so that people can hear the word, receive it in their heart. People are being healed. People are being delivered from demonic spirits. I mean, you know, anytime somebody wants to give an atheist a holy day, it's got to be coming from somewhere. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I just thank you so much. I thank you, Father, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it will cut through bone and marrow, even to divide in the spirit and soul. I thank you, Lord, that I believe your word with all my heart. Your word says that the harvest is white, the harvest is ready, and I don't believe that the harvest has ever been more ready than it is today, Father. And Father, it's our desire to reach out to the lost, to get as many souls saved as we can. I do believe that we're running short on time, and Lord, I just want to use every moment and every day, and the ones in this church that wants to do the same thing, to use all of our time to reach out to as many lost as we can. There's people in our neighbors, our families, that are right here in the United States, right, and some they're right next door, or some living with us that don't know the Lord, Lord. So we don't have to reach, we can reach those over in other countries, but we can also reach those right here at our front door, Lord. So help us, Lord, to be good witnesses, and help us to be good witnesses that when the people, they will know that we love you so much, and they will see our lives, and they will want to have what we have, Lord. They will not be repelled by what we say and do, but they will want to be a part of what, they will want what we have, Lord. And that's to have you, Lord Jesus, living in us, and the Holy Spirit, and the Father God. So, Father, we thank you again for this word and ask your blessings upon it. For it's in Jesus' name we praise you and we thank you. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.